Traffic is heavy, which isn't uncommon for New York. If I weren't undercover, I'd ordinarily take the subway to the FBI field office from my house. But as Madison Taylor, I drive to work daily in a used car that the agency purchased. Surprisingly, the vehicle still has four wheels attached, but it's well over 200,000 miles, and the outer body is an eyesore with its rust and paint discoloration. Are nurses at the concierge center not paid well? It looks like I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Is that the impression they want Mikhail to have? That I'm destitute and for him to take pity on me? I have memorized the directions to the Bratva compound, and the rental property that I'm staying in is located a few miles past the location. Rain pelts the windshield, and I pop on the wipers, struggling to see through the onset of weather. I'm not looking forward to what comes next. I'm a bundle of anxious energy, which I have to contain if I want this to go without a hitch. I've trained for this moment, going undercover, being able to rattle off a lie without being caught. Heading down the road and away from the city's dense traffic, my check engine light pops on. I hit the gas a little harder, hoping that I'll be able to make it to my destination before the deluge outside drowns me. The engine sputters, and the oil light pops on next. The FBI really wanted to make sure my car broke down. The engine produces a horrible clicking sound and dies just as I pull up within walking distance of the compound's fence. I'd have preferred to be a bit closer. There are other nearby houses, but they're not the intended target. I step out of the vehicle into the storm. It takes seconds for me to become soaked. I'm dripping wet, shivering, and my clothes are clinging to my skin. I hustle toward the guard gate. "Excuse me," I say. My teeth are chattering, and I'm not sure they can even understand the words coming from my mouth. The guard pushes the window in his booth aside, sliding it to answer me. He's out of the rain, dry as a bone.
"This is private property," he says.
His voice is gruff, and he's got a thick Russian accent. "My car broke down," I say, and point at the vehicle a few yards away. I'm not sure if he can see it or not from his position inside of the booth, but he doesn't look the least bit concerned about helping me.
"Try your cell phone."
"It's dead." I pull my phone from my pocket. It's an older cell phone that the agency provided me with, a previous model that doesn't appear to give the same resemblance as a burner phone. The last thing I want is to draw more suspicion toward me. If the battery hadn't been entirely drained earlier, then the deluge indeed killed my phone. I show it to the guard on duty. He grumbles and picks up the landline phone.
"I'll call a tow truck for you," he grunts.
As I stand out in the cold, shivering, soaking wet, with the rain continuing to pour, a black SUV with tinted windows pulls up to the gate. The driver's window rolls down, and I recognize the man from earlier at the hospital, the bodyguard. Mikhail Baranov is seated in the front passenger seat. The bodyguard doesn't say a word. He doesn't have to. My presence is enough to warrant an explanation.
"The girl says her car broke down,"
the gentleman in the booth answers. He opens the gate for their vehicle. Thunder bellows out overhead. Mikhail steps out into the deluge with an umbrella and hurries around to the passenger's side to open the door for me. He slips out of his black wool coat, which is mostly dry, and drapes it over my shoulders. It's a warm and welcome relief from the cold clothes that cling to my skin.
"Come inside, dry off, and we'll get you on your way,"
he says and opens the back door. I am shivering and trembling from the frigid weather. The coat keeps me from making a mess of the leather interior with my wet clothes. "Thanks," I say, and Mikhail shuts the door before stepping around to the passenger side. The engine purrs as the driver hits the gas and guides the SUV forward past the open gates. Shivering, I shove my arms into the warm coat and my hands into the pockets to get warm. My fingers graze over a small metallic rectangular object, a flash drive.